Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the be here now so you can be here tomorrow. And today's featured artist has been with us before. I had referred to him as our mystery man because he wasn't telling us a whole lot about himself, but you'll get to learn a little more this time around. George Goodwin. And George was with us on episodes 154, 157, and 168. And because I requested, he is with us again. Thank you so much, George, for accepting my invitation. And I'll be with you in just a moment to tell you a little bit more about George Goodwin. Hold on now. So here it is, a little bit more about our mystery man, George Goodwin. George was born and raised in Boston. He grew up in the Dorchester neighborhood and attended schools within Boston. George graduated high school and entered the Navy in the fall of 1957. The Navy became a haven for George. He thrived in that atmosphere where he learned to be an electronics technician and subsequently served on submarines. Because of his love of the sea and the adventurous life of a submarine sailor, George re-enlisted in 1961 with plans to make the Navy a full career. His adventures continued with many sea voyages and visits to Scotland, Spain, Turkey, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Panama, and ports in Australia and Guam. George was promoted to the officer ranks in 1968 and continued serving in the submarine service until he retired in 1980. During his later Navy career, George realized his interest in human services, specifically for those whose lives involve substance abuse and addictions. It was also during this period that George discovered the beauty of handcrafted wooden boats. This discovery stuck with him as a dream to be explored sometime later. We must all have dreams to be explored sometime later and sometime right now. George transitioned into civilian life in Boston by becoming involved in the halfway house system. He worked as a clinical director for a large 42-bed facility in East Boston, and for 3 years during which he was able to volunteer during off hours in Chelsea with the Latino community. George visited Mexico during this phase of work to attend a language and cultural institution in Cuernavaca with his fiancée. They married there on July 4, 1984. George returned to the U.S. with his wife, and they moved to New Haven, where she began doctoral studies at Yale University. While in New Haven, George worked at several recovery centers while he attended the college at the School of Human Services. During this period, George's life took a tragic turn when a violent act was visited upon some family members in Boston. This tragedy permanently affected George and his wife. They stopped their plans in New Haven and moved back to Boston for a while, and then decided to move to Maine to settle in less stressful conditions. George left the human services field and revisited his dream to build wooden boats. George became a boat builder in Booth Bay, Maine. He worked in this field for a period of about 15 years. His last job was as general manager of a large boatyard in Southport, Maine. He worked at that boatyard for 3 years and then retired to his home in Booth Bay. George returned to the field of human services in 2006 by joining a group of prison volunteers who conducted weekend experiential workshops that teach the incarcerated how to communicate nonviolently. He continues volunteering in this effort to this present day. During this phase of his life, George began writing in a writer's group in the Booth Bay region. George has attended writer's workshops and spent time with published writers he has met over the years. His writing covers many of his life experiences. His favorite style is magical realism for essays. George has an interest in writing poetry that reflects the unseen but felt facets of life. Ah, those unseen but felt facets of life, aren't they the best, huh? He particularly likes to use the senses to describe his surroundings and what exists just beyond. I like that, George. What exists just beyond. We must be courageous to enter that just beyond and have those experiences and carry them on. And we'll be with you in just one moment, and you'll be hearing from George in his own voice as he reads a work for us. Thank you so much for listening in. Hold on now.
$12,410. 34 years ago, I bought this little house in Maine under a cold sky on frozen ground in amongst white pines and unmown grass. Inside this little house where I lie after the sun has gone beyond Westport Island, I can stare out the window, my head turned on my cool pillow, and my imperfect eyes straining to focus on the point of light in the north. One white pine, with only its pointing finger visible, indicates the precise location of Polaris, so many miles away, measured in light years. The star I am looking at existed 320 years ago. I hope it's still there. I have looked at it 12,410 times. Each time I have trusted my eyes. Lying on my back and head turned left on this cool pillow, I have fully believed I was having a spiritual relationship with the North Star, which is really a group of about 7 stars of various sizes bunched together in front and back and to the left and right of each other, so they appear as one light from this great distance and with imperfect eyes to boot. I have no problem with that. I just make up my mind that Polaris, or the North Star, is one bright son of a gun, huge sun, hanging out directly over our North Pole, and I and billions of people through the ages have stared at it and wondered all sorts of things. As a group, as a species, we have formed a very large club, the North Star Fan Club. My mind cycles between the fantasy and the learned reality of it. I hope I can see the North Star as I die, and that my heart flies 320 light years and lands smack dab in the middle of all 7 suns. What a treat that would be. I hope it happens.
We were just listening to George Goodwin reading his poem entitled 12,410. And George, I hear you about wanting to go straight to the North Star upon that moment of death, that moment that awaits us all. May we all have a magical ending that is truly the beginning of a new journey, a new mystery, and a new way to be in this universe. But do me a favor, George. Don't do it too soon, because we can all continue to benefit from your stories, your wisdom, your love, your kindness, and your devotion to humanity. And I want to hear more George Goodwin stories, and I'll bet our listeners do too. Sometime maybe you'll just talk to us. Just start telling us some stories and end it up with a poem. Doesn't that sound like a nice episode? Yeah. But in the meantime, Here we all are beneath that North Star. And I look forward to feeling all of you again tomorrow, so together we can be jazz ready and discover the myriad of ways in which we are all deeply and truly and soulfully connected. I'll feel you again soon.